You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me. His name is Dr. Frederick Gary Mears, and he is a licensed board-certified neuropsychologist, a traumatic brain injury evaluator, a sleep pathologist clinician, and he continues to work in criminal and civil courts of law in the states of Texas, Missouri, Colorado, and Louisiana. So without any further ado, we're going to learn all about Mr. Mears, Dr. Mears, and what exactly he's doing for both the people of Texas and the people of Colorado. And without any further ado, let's welcome him to the show. Dr. Gary, welcome.
How are you doing? How are you doing up there in New York? Hope all your listeners are doing fine wherever they may be located.
I am doing fantastic, and I'm hoping that all of our listeners are also doing fantastic, because if they're not, they're about to be, because this interview is set to be fantastic. So, Dr. Mears, why don't you just give me a little brief description of yourself, your background, and how you got involved in all this stuff that you do. You have a lot of things going on.
Very, very quickly, I'm an old man now. I'm 78 years old, and I started off as a high school dropout and went to, believe it or not, left high school, went to, very quick here to give people how I got interested in sleep and psychology. Went on to American Bandstand, did that, thought I would, thought that would be something, traveled with the Four Seasons, other groups. It was the worst time of my life when I encountered sleep deprivation. I never knew what that was all about, having to drive all night long. This was before Prevost buses, these fancy buses you see rolling up and down the highway.
Right, the ones with the TVs in them.
I got in that life when we was station wagon driving 800 miles, 600 miles a night, and then I decided, you know, I need to go back to school to do something else for a living, and I found, you know, dealing with record promoters and all that, that psychology was the right area. So I went through that and eventually got my doctorates in psychology, and then just drifted into being interested in evaluating criminals, and sort of a low-grade criminal myself till I found out I could get a felony, and then I stopped and was a good boy, and, you know, did that, and still enjoy that part. So I have a very varied, because I got bored just doing the same thing.
Right.
And I was a broadcaster. I went to did a CBS broadcasting school in New York back with Alan Jackson back years ago, 60s.
Wow.
So I'm got into doing this, I love evaluating people. It's still amazing to evaluate people with head injury, and that's down now. It's down to mainly evaluating people that have had head injury and accidents in falls, less Alzheimer patients, a lot of new sports injury people, females playing soccer, you know, some of the NFL players with some of their disorders do that.
Right.
And then that's where I encountered the sleep disorders, because almost everybody has sleep pathology. So I'm back between that and still do, as you said in your intro, still do some criminal evaluation, which I really enjoy still.
My father was actually diagnosed maybe a year ago with sleep apnea. And I've actually seen more and more people being diagnosed with sleep apnea over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years. Dr. Mears, do you know how common is this, and what sort of people do you see?
Well, and that's a great point. You lead into the top point right now in medicine, frankly. The world is growing more obese and sleep deprived, and those two are connected. So, you know, one of the things you can say to your listeners, and I say this to myself as well, you can check what they never check when you go in the doctor's office. They check your blood pressure, you know, your temperature. They never check your waist circumference. Your waist circumference is highly related to sleep apnea, to eventual snoring, you know, and sleep apnea is when you don't completely fall asleep because you breathe. So you can just take it as a general yardstick. If you're a male, you want to stay waist circumference 36 and not get into the 40 range. And if you're a female, you want to stay under 35. If you get over that, it's unlikely, unfortunately, that we will not have sleep apnea. There are people, there are exceptions. So sleep apnea is occurring. It's unknown why, but it is occurring more and more. People will generally wake up 700 times, sleep microsleeps.
Wow.
And what happens, just real quickly, not to be too technical on
sure.
it, is that you dream in your deep sleep is when your memory consolidates, and your memory begins to be impaired if you've got sleep apnea. So that's one of the major ones. But there's about 100 sleep disorders. So there's exotic ones. Sleep apnea is probably not quite as interesting as some of these nocturnal eating disorders, which I saw a guy that had that. And that's more common than you might think. 5% of the people binge eat unconsciously at night, raid the refrigerator, all sorts of bizarre sleep disorders. So that's what's new. Sleep medicine is really on the horizon now.
Yeah, I see more and more of these, I guess, sleep studies showing up and more of these facilities showing up around the country where, like my father, for example, only because that's the only example I know, he actually went in and actually slept overnight so I guess they could
sure.
monitor his sleep apnea and what exactly he was doing. They put him on some kind of machine, but I'm guessing that that's kind of the future of sleep medicine is that if you want to get these things figured out, there's only one way to figure them out, and that's to be observed sleeping.
That's an excellent point. Poly meaning many, mini somnograph. Polysomnograph is new.
Right.
And you go in there, and then they can actually monitor what your brain's doing, what your breathing's doing, what your muscles are doing, whether your eyes are, whether you have too much sleep paralysis. We all are paralyzed when we sleep. How much dreams we, how long we dream. So there actually is an automatic time that we spend in these things, and you know, sleep is still undervalued, and you know, it's just not considered to be anything useful. It's minimized, but so it you know, just kind of like considered being turned off or disconnected from the world. But a lot goes on automatically. And you can actually have people that fear that. We have people, a woman here I've got now that has what is called somnophobia. She's afraid of falling asleep, thinking,
wow.
You know, I'm going to release myself from the world. So you get all kinds of strange things. Now sleep medication is going crazy. More and more people are using sleep medications. And I think, as I mentioned to someone when I was speaking, if you look back at the famous people's suicide, from Elvis to Marilyn Monroe to Michael Jackson, all of those things kind of started with their problems of night shift work in the entertainment business and trying to get your necessary 6 hours, I guess, as a minimum, although Trump says he sleeps too. But, you know, there's a great deal of individual variation. So it's just fascinating to find out how little we think about sleep. We just don't give it much credit.
Dr. Mears, we do have to end the show in just about a minute. But before I let you go, I know you're also an author. So why don't you, what books have you written? Where can people pick them up? And what's your website?
Well, I wouldn't want to pick up my old textbooks. You know, we had to force those down the students' throats. So, yeah, I've written a bunch of I'm now negotiating with a publisher on my To Sleep or Not to Sleep, and about the where people sleep, prison sleep, refugee sleep, homeless sleep, how it all varies. All of us have our own different things. So that's what the book is about, and I'm in the process of doing that, working on that right now. And it's for the general audience so that we can all kind of have a pathway of what to aim for in sleep and how important it is for living a full life.
And Dr. Mears, do you have a website that people can find out a little bit more information about yourself?
Well, they can actually go to my website, which is just all lowercase, Gary Mears, M-E-A-R-S, and there's an underscore between Gary and Mears, and that's at an old provider, People PC, People Personal Computer .com. So go to Gary Mears at PeoplePC.com, or we have that's probably the main way to get in contact with me if you have an issue related to sleep, and I can send you on to the right sources in your community.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Frederick Gary Mears, thank you so much for coming on and giving us this lively discussion on sleep, which is still a mystery to most of us, and myself included. So again, thank you very much, and we wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate your time, and to all your listeners, get a good night's sleep.
You heard the man. Get a good night's sleep. Thank you, Dr. Mears.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.